I'm David G. Sheshnag.com. What on earth is Kundalini? Good question, Omji. It's not about that. This video is about respect for the lineages. There's a lot of people saying that you don't need lineages. And that's just a way, way big ego trip on their part. It's disrespectful to the lineages. It's disrespectful to the fact that this has been going on for thousands and thousands of years. That some people with integrity have been maintaining the lineages, been holding the knowledge that these people are starting to talk about, in the fact people are representing or talking about Kundalini, awakening your Kundalini over a weekend. The Kundalini does this and this, taking it totally out of context because they don't adhere to the specific knowledge within the lineage. Disrespectful, egotistical, megalomaniac's the word I'm looking for. They just want to be worshipped. They want to be in power. I don't want your power, mate. I'm saying that I am humbled and I acknowledge and I bow down graciously and humbly to those that have maintained the lineages and the integrity of the yoga and the Sanskrit throughout their lives. That's been passed on from guru to disciple as long as man's been on the planet. I'm telling you, the lineages and the respect for them is paramount because it takes away you. And I know that you're directly connected to the source and you got all this happening. That's cool, mate. If you're going to spruik Sanskrit, don't disregard the lineages. There was some cruiser in 800 AD, Shankaracharya, who actually established... Oh, fuck, I'm frothing at the mouth. I'm so passionate. Established the Dashnami order. 10 different lineages to do with different constitutions as to what lineage is best for each person. A great being, almost second to none, Shankaracharya. Well known, everyone talks about him. How many people know about the lineages? They go straight to some other source. Oh, wow, it's crazy, man. Let's just talk about the lineages. There's four mutts in India. Corrupt as they are, he still established them for a purpose. And that was to maintain the sacred of the Sanatana Dharma, the sacred of the Sanskrit, the sacred that the seers have perceived and handed on for thousands of years. If you're talking yoga, that's one. If you're talking tantra, that's one. If you're talking kundalini, that's one. If you're chanting mantra, that's another. Let's put it into perspective. If you're aiming for moksha, that's another. All these concepts come from the great lineages. Don't make it about you or your ego trip. Acknowledge the sacred of the sacred. Om Namah Shivaya. That's Omji's rap on the sacred and how the sacred's been maintained in the lineages. Peace. Share the world and share this shit. But acknowledge the source behind it, like Paramatma, and the source where it came from. The greatest of great beings.